Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Mitchell's here, too, because we always have a lot of fun when Jack is here. Jack is an old friend of ours and one of the owners of Mitchell Richards, this outstanding small business in the northeast part of the country, in the Connecticut, New York area. And he and his family run an organization. Now I understand, I'm just talking to Jack off the air. Now I think we're in our fourth generation. I'm going to get him to tell us about that just a little bit. But many of you know him more by the book that we told you about before it was a book, Hug Your Customers. We've been telling you about this, and now that it is a book, it's not only a book for folks, it's actually a force that's moving around the world, and that's what Jack is. He's not just a guy, he's a force, and he's our good friend. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be back.
It's good to have you back, and I tell you what, you know, your story is so much fun for me to think about because one of the fun things I get to do, Jack, is I have friends like you who I knew before they were working, you know, when they were working on an idea, they said, you know what, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that. I've got this idea, I want to do this. And so I have had the fortune of hearing about some of these projects in the formative stages. And then when I see them actually coming together and becoming a product and becoming accepted by the public, and I get to tell my audience about it, like I have your book and all the great things you've done with Hug Your Customers, it's just one of the best parts of what I do.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, it really is, you know, it's remarkable, as you just indicated. In a sense, that, you know, the whole hugging concept, which is obviously a metaphor for staying
right
close to your customers and giving, really personalizing the relationship with customers is in a sense a force. I mean, as you say, the momentum is still building. The measurement, of course, is that the book is still selling really very, very well. And what's happening, as you say, through spreading the force, if you will, spreading the hugs through public speaking. I mean, I'm now speaking to a lot of during the middle of the week. I do my speeches, and I'm, you know, in the midst, as you know, of writing another book, Hug Your Huggers, which is the hugging your associates, hugging your employees. If we build a personal relationship, and everybody does on the team, builds these great personal relationships, then it's sort of the thing, of course, to do that to your customers. Anyway,
you promised to road test that book and launch it on the show. By the way, folks,
you'll be glad
to know that.
We'll
but
have
go ahead.
Fun on that. So it's just an amazing phenomenon, and I'm really loving it because it really is a whole thrill for me. I still love my day job, and I think that's part of the credibility in that I'm still at the bottom of the stairway to heaven, as I like to call it at Richards, where it goes up to the women's department. Or
it's a great stairway, too, by the way, folks.
Or over in Long Island, as you indicated to your great listeners, we actually merged with a family business. We acquired the business, but we like to say merge because it's the way we feel about merges, like the hugging feeling, rather than the cold acquisition or buyout. So it's
You made them. You guys have just extended the family, basically.
Exactly. That's exactly. They have they had great huggers, and now they trust us. They believe in us. We invited them to come in and be part of the family. We welcome them. They feel included, and they feel involved. And now they're invested. I mean, all of a sudden, the spirit is rocking and rolling over there. We're completely renovating the store. The customers all are involved. And, you know, P.S., the sales are just fantastic.
The thing that's so cool about what Jack and his organization does, as I said to you earlier, folks, this book is not something that Jack just came up with out of the blue. This is the way he lives his life. This is the way his organization has been operating now since his parents founded the business back in, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, around 1949. And
actually, it was 58, Jim.
58,
it was 58.
Okay.
My dad and mom and dad were in their 50s, though. That's, stepping off the commuting train from Westport, Connecticut, which is about an hour from New York City.
Right.
And as you say, it's all about just family, basic, principles of caring for people, and this was the way they lived their life. And then when they went into business, they didn't change it. And it really wasn't about clothing. We're not in the clothing business, Jim. You know, we're in the people and the caring business. And
Stop, Jack. Say that again, folks. This is so important. I know you heard me say this before, but I want you to hear Jack say it, and this will be on the test. Go ahead, Jack. Say that again.
we're not in the clothing business. You know, we're really in the people business.
Clothing is a commodity, isn't it?
Sure, it's just a product. I mean, you could be in the. I mean, I'm drinking my Starbucks coffee here. You know, because I did some, and they actually gave me a mug. You know, for maybe a few bucks too to do with some speeches, and you know, so that's what they're doing. Starbucks is a great example, I think, and we are too of connecting. You know, that's what when you go into a Starbucks these days, it's just not. You know, it's not the coffee, although it's great coffee, and we have great product. I always kid Jim. I still sleep with the buyer. You know, my wife is headed off to Milan tomorrow to do the buying. But it's more about really getting to know each and every customer, trying to at least giving that extra special. I call it a hug, but just service. And what you do, you dig in to try to find what the customer's like. You call them on their birthdays. We'd have a quick story that wonderful new woman, Sarah Butterfield, who works with us. She worked in New York City for a while and came is now working with us. Anyway, she sent out a birthday cake the other day. This customer was telling me the story on Saturday at Richards. And what happened was it had a big birthday party, and his wife forgot to pick up the birthday cake.
Oh, no.
I mean, a huge party. This man is, you know,
oh,
anyway.
No.
and he was having a little, he said, oh, the heck with it, you know, it doesn't make it. But all of a sudden, the doorbell rings, and there's a birthday cake that was delivered by Sarah Butterfield.
I'll be darned.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
And everybody cheered, and they talked about Richards the whole night at the party.
Well, that's the kind of relationship that, and congratulations to Sarah. That's the kind of relationship
that
we all have to have with our customers. That you gotta let your customers know. Your customers need to know that you're thinking of them beyond the times when they're buying from you.
Of course, that's the hug,
isn't it?
Yeah, and if it can become genuine, sometimes you have to practice it. You know, people say, well, how do you get the people to do it? Well, it's like if you decide you want to be a good tennis player or you want to play golf, you don't have to win the U.S. Open, you know, which is down our way these days. But you have to practice. You have to get out to the range. You have to get somebody, a pro, to show you how to hold the club and so forth.
Right.
And then you have to get into it. But once you get into it, people love it. Even if you make mistakes, you splice it. Who cares?
That's exactly right. It's all part of the relationship. Stand by, Jack. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Hug Your Customers. And if you don't have your copy yet, you need to get it because I actually believe it could change your business's life, maybe even your life. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
That's right. Do it no matter what.
We're back. It's 23 after. There's a classic for you. Jack Mitchell's a lot younger than me. He probably doesn't remember that song.
I can dance to that song, Jim. I bet you can, too.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, the president and the one of the owners of Mitchell's Richards, which is outstanding clothier in the tri-state area of Connecticut, New York, and right there got a new organization in Long Island. Jack, and one of your stores is in
Long Island.
Not Long Island, and one of them is in Norwalk.
Greenwich and Westport.
And Westport, yeah, I almost said Norwalk. Greenwich and Westport in Long Island, and they're all right there. The Greenwich and the Westport are pretty close together. They're what, about 20 miles away?
Right, just 20 miles away, but they're really servicing two different communities in Connecticut.
And by the way, folks, Mr. and Ms. Mitchell started the business in 1958, then Jack came along with his brother, and then now you've got several third-generation members of the families who were there on both sides. And now you were telling me you turned around, and your 12-year-old grandson was looking dapper in a suit, helping his dad in the business. That's fourth generation. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you, Jim. You know, that's a whole part of my book that Hug Your Customers that I talk about is the family dynamics. You know, my brother Bill and I are blessed with seven sons, and six of whom are in the family business. Tyler, who's the last son, is working in Canada. He'll be in shortly. You know, it's just a week. Because part of our shtick is they have to work 5 years somewhere else after they graduate
from
college.
Very smart.
Anyway, it's really, you know, all of them have their different responsibilities, their different niches in the business. We work hard at making it a...
How do you manage all those personalities, Jack?
Well, you know, we work at it, Jim. I mean, we have a common vision, again, of hugging the customers, of staying close to the customers, and carrying that over, as you say, in everything that we do in terms of our relationship with our vendors, with our bankers, with our even our attorneys. Could you believe I call him my hugging attorney?
Many people want to hug their attorney, Jack.
What's that?
I said not too many people hug their attorney, but you
I know.
Do. I guess attorneys need hugs too, right?
You bet. Some people say it's an oxymoron, but I think it's for sure.
Folks,
you said we have now, and my brother Bill and I are blessed with 12 grandchildren. So the oldest, I happen to be the older brother and have the older grandchildren. But,
right.
But Lyle, my oldest at 12, I turned around on Saturday. And there he was in his suit and helping Bobby, who's one of our co-presidents. So.
Folks, some of you might be, when you hear somebody like Jack talking about the great success that they're having, you might say, well, wow, how do I get some of that Kool-Aid to feed my family, to feed my employees? Well, Jack's got that Kool-Aid in the book, and that's the reason why I like recommending his book to you, Hug Your Customers, and it's available wherever books are sold, right, Jack?
You bet.
What if we want an autograph? What if we want an autograph copy? Can we buy one and get an autograph copy?
Just, of course, just send it to me at Jack Mitchell, 670 Post Road East, Westport, Connecticut.
Can they buy the book directly from your website?
They can just send me an email and I'll send them out.
Okay.
The book.
Okay. Give us that email.
HugYourCustomers.com.
All right. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance.
And it'll link to our store too.
All right. Just do that, and then tell him you want an autographed copy from Jack, and he'll work that
happy
out.
Happy to do it. And I do, as you know, Jim, not to promote like you. You know, I do some speaking engagements, and I'm happy. I just thrilled to sign a book like you, Jim. And when you do write a book, it's a thrilling thing that people want to read it, and if they can get one or two good ideas out of it, that makes your whole day in your life.
Now you're headed across the pond in a, I know you're going to Italy to do some buying today, but you're also going to the Pacific Rim soon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What's that all about?
Well, it's a conference that they're having in Malaysia. Would you believe? And there's a so we're spreading the hugging message, throughout the world. Actually, it was a fun thing just to quickie. I didn't share with you earlier. I did a speech in Estonia in 2004.
Right.
And they came again. They followed up, and last week they did a video in the store. They're going to put it on television, and then they're going to use it as an educational training film in Estonia.
Estonia is over on the western side of Russia.
Yeah, exactly. It was the last of the Soviet republics. That's right. But it's a very independent. But of course, they've been in between the two worlds for so long that they really don't know how to give extraordinary customer service. They don't.
It's
really
not. It's not
customers.
Part of the culture, is it?
No. And when I just lit a light bulb up when in the book they printed like 3,000 copies. It's only a country of a million and two, and they sold almost every one of them. They just went into another printing.
Wow! Congratulations.
Because, again, it's just fun to do those things, isn't it?
Well, it's fun to see your message spreading around the world, and I'll tell you, Jack, what you're doing is the reason I'm so excited about what you're doing and how it's catching on around the world. Is see, I go back, Jack, to one of my the smart guys in our history is a French guy named Frederick Bastiat, and he said when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Right.
And I think what you're doing is, Jack, is you're helping to contribute to what I'm calling the peace dividend. The more we trade with each other, the more we share these kinds of ideas with each other, the less likely we are to fight each other. And so you're doing your part in that, and I want to congratulate you for that.
Jim, I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
And safe travels to Italy, safe travels to Malaysia. When you come back from Malaysia, will you come back on the show and tell us how you found customer service to be in Malaysia?
I'll definitely do it.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, Jack. Safe travels. God bless. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, that's Hug Your Customers. That's the book. If you don't have your copy, why? Quick break. Right back with Jerry Ripperger right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.